Welcome to the Flash World Edition. Today, we're diving into a series of pressing global issues, from the rising discontent against Hamas in Gaza, amidst dire living conditions and conflict, to the UN's halted investigations into its workers' alleged Hamas ties, and finally, the recent strikes targeting Russian energy infrastructure, escalating the Ukraine-Russia conflict. Join us as we explore these complex situations through factual insights and analysis. Our first segment takes us to Gaza, where public sentiment against Hamas is reaching new heights. Eugene, can you shed light on the situation?
Absolutely, Wendy. Gaza, known for its history of conflicts and blockade-induced poverty, is witnessing a significant shift. Residents are openly criticizing the governance of Hamas, which has been in charge since 2007. This uproar isn't just in whispers or behind closed doors. It's taking place publicly, especially on social media platforms. The straw that seems to have broken the camel's back was the handling of the October 7th attack and its aftermath, where civilians felt abandoned while Hamas fighters reportedly took shelter. The sense of desertion, coupled with the crises of starvation and profiteering, has led to a questioning of Hamas's leadership, efficacy, and intentions.
That's quite concerning. How are the people managing amidst these challenges?
It's a tough situation, Wendy. The Christian Science Monitor's March 2024 feature highlighted an increase in public disapproval of Hamas, rooted in its handling of confrontations and the deepening humanitarian crises. Interviews suggest a broad desire among Gazans for governance that genuinely cares for its population's welfare. In some areas, residents have even taken the risky step of openly criticizing the group, emboldened by the absence of a strong Hamas police presence.
Is there any indication of what Gazans hope for the future?
Many residents are calling for responsible governance and care. Grassroots initiatives aimed at providing basic services and security hint at a desire to reclaim control. However, the path forward is uncertain, with many caught between their disillusionment with Hamas and the daunting challenges of living under siege.
Moving on, a controversy has stirred within the United Nations concerning its staff in Gaza. Rachel, what's the latest?
Wendy, the UN recently suspended its investigation into several workers of the UNRWA in Gaza, indicted by Israel of having links to Hamas. This halt is due to insufficient evidence to proceed with most cases. Despite this, the UNRWA took decisive action by firing all 12 implicated aid workers, according to the Washington Post. The situation has elicited reactions from various quarters, with major donors reassessing their stance and some reinstating support for the UN agency.
How significant is this incident within the broader Israel-Palestine conflict?
It's quite significant, Wendy. The incident underscores the complex dynamics at play, revealing the challenges facing international organizations in conflict zones. While Israel insists on the need to curb Hamas's influence within such bodies, the UN's stance reflects a commitment to providing necessary humanitarian assistance, despite the backlash. This saga also raises questions about the effectiveness of such allegations and investigations in fostering peace or merely deepening divisions.
As we move to our final segment, tensions between Russia and Ukraine continue to escalate with recent attacks on Russian energy facilities. Laura, can you provide more details?
Sure, Wendy. A recent drone attack targeted the Slavyansk oil facility in Russia, causing a significant blaze and disrupting part of its operations. This strike is part of a broader pattern of attacks against Russian energy infrastructure, which appears to be a strategic effort by Ukraine to pressure Russia's military capabilities by disrupting its energy exports. Analysts stress the importance of these strikes in the ongoing conflict, emphasizing their role in undermining Russia's logistic and operational capabilities.
What could be the broader implications of these attacks?
The attacks on energy infrastructure can have far-reaching effects, not just on the conflict dynamics, but also on global energy markets. There are concerns about potential Russian retaliation and its impact on global oil prices. However, these strikes also represent Ukraine's determined stance on self-defense, and its strategy to challenge Russia in multifaceted domains beyond the battlefield.
As we conclude this episode of The Flash World, we've traversed through the growing dissent in Gaza against Hamas's governance, the UN's paused investigations into its workers with alleged Hamas links, and the strategic strikes targeting Russian energy infrastructure. Each of these stories offers a unique window into the complex fabric of global conflicts and humanitarian issues. Remember, knowledge and entertainment on demand. Thanks for tuning in.